You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
All right, and we are back. This is Elevated Radio, and I have Susan Bishak on the phone. The name of her business is Natural Harmony. Susan, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
You are very welcome, and we are eager to hear a little about your work. Now, you are involved in a number of different modalities. You call yourself a student of the metaphysical. I'll let you take it from there.
Okay. Well, my interest in the metaphysical world started at a little bit later date, not knowing I had inklings when I was little that I had abilities. So let's kind of quick do a timeline. And I think maybe 12, the age of 12 or around 12, might be a touch-off for a lot of people if they're beginning to get aware of things going on. But I realized I was telepathic. I didn't know what that was. All of a sudden at the table I was sitting at with my parents, I knew what everybody was thinking. One after the other. It's the most bizarre thing. Who's going to explain that? Nobody knew. So we just went on with our meal. I mean, it was just so weird stuff like that. And my grandmother knew I had her gift. She did it by testing me when I was visiting her, and I had brought in laundry from the line, and I was thinking with my mind open, what should I do next? And she sent from the next room that I should clean the steps going up to the second floor. I started to do that. I turned around. She and her sister were staring at me saying, "You're an old soul. We've been watching you. You're different than your cousins," and walked away. And that's all they ever said. So I was left wondering. And so what happened is I went through the usual, you know, you go through high school, you go through college, you're busy with the dating, and you get married, and all of a sudden I had time. And it was all of a sudden I had to have a focus on everything metaphysical, and it happened to be just months after my grandmother died.
Wow.
So she's the impetus behind that. She was the real push that I just all of a sudden had to know everything. So it was Tarot, past life regressions, which I love to do now because I can go into the session with the person when they decide where they're going. I don't direct them. I'll be at the scene with them, and I'll be shown things they need to see. And while they're in a slight hypnotic situation, which you are, I can just send them telepathically because I've learned to use that. Send them the image, and then they see it, and they go, "Oh, I didn't see those two boys in the front row of my one-room classroom, and I happen to know who they are in my life now." They would have missed it. So I don't know a lot of people that can do that. So I think it's a journey I go on with the person, totally.
Yeah. Now, now, tell me what you're up to nowadays. Are you seeing clients mostly, or are you consulting?
I am seeing clients mostly on the phone. I can do it as a medium or in person. I still do the past life regressions, absolutely. I do an interesting combination of, I've studied many different kinds of energy work. So what I can do is combine them in a session as needed specifically for that client.
I see. So it's not a cookie cutter thing. You kind of pick and choose what works.
What they need. Yeah, I can scan the body, find out where the weakness is, and then go to the root of the problem, which is what's the most thing, the most important thing if you want someone to heal. Everything I do is under the umbrella of healing. Mm-hmm. So I do that, and I do thermography for those who want to be more scientifically, that kind of bent. Thermography is using an infrared camera to image the body, and the colors are analyzed by medical doctors, and the report sent back, and I send it to the person. I do that at Vista Natural Harmony in Oakland, and there's no radiation, so there's no risk to the person.
I hear it's a very effective alternative to the mammogram.
Well, we can't say alternative because one can't substitute for the other, just like you wouldn't say, "Oh, I'll go for a CAT scan instead of a mammogram." They're all completely different technologies, but it's really good at early detection. Finding things years before a mammogram can.
Now, let's get back to your client work. What are you seeing? What are the goals that your clients have, or the problems that they present to you?
One recently was someone had this, really was a inflamed pancreas. He was just saying, "I have a real bad pain, and sometimes it's bad." And recently he went to the ER, and all they were going to give him was opiates. So he said, "No, thank you," and walked out, but of course he still had to function and go to work, and this was bad. So he came to see me, and we were talking, and I could see, this is where I can get a vision. I saw that he was stabbed in another life, and it was a Roman centurion. It's just bizarre. I can just see someone's past life. So that was the root of the problem. So when the mind can see the root of the problem, they can then rationalize it and say, oh, I can get rid of this. I don't need this anymore, and let it go away. I saved someone's nightly nightmare of being shot simply by immediately she could go to the scene and what happened and the story, and we could just let it go, and she never had the nightmare again.
Now,
so his pain, going back to the one with pain, his pain was diminished greatly. We had biosyntony is the other thing I do. We worked on a couple sessions of that, and it was almost completely resolved.
Now, it's not everyone that wants to try the metaphysical routes when it comes to this kind of problem, but for those who do, what do you look for? How do you know you're with someone that is reliable and that you can trust? And, how do you go about that due diligence?
Well, it's really hard to just pick someone out of the Internet. Still, word of mouth is a really great way to do it. And then I happen to be on some websites that check you out before they let you get on their website, because they consider their reputation at risk if they have people that are really not up to par. They want to look good as being a directory of professionals.
Right. So the quantity is there, maybe not the quality, though.
Overall, a lot of people saying they're shamans, and are you a shaman if you took a weekend course? I don't think so.
Right,
and I'm actually a minister, interfaith minister. I can marry people and all that. I did that for personal growth, really, but that's the additional thing I can do. But I went to a 2-year seminary, so I took it, professionally.
Well, I'd like to hear about the future. What's the next move for you?
The next move is I'm going to be learning biofield tuning. I've heard about using tuning forks, but this lady up in Burlington, Vermont, McCusick is her last name, has gotten a lot of credibility from the medical and scientific world because she's figuring out the science of how she clears people's bad emotions, bad experiences that are in around them in what people call the aura. And she can clear them out using tuning forks. She's got it really down to a science, and I would like to learn that because some people don't need to re-experience what it was. They just need to know it's leaving and let it go, pinpoint it. It can tell you about what age something happened, and, this is a trauma at the age of 12. What do you think happened? So it's not a psychoanalysis, it's just noticing energy. All the work I'm doing is really working with energies. But I'll be doing that, and I'll be qualified to do sessions in November.
Yeah, well, before we do run out of time here, Susan, you did mention you offer phone sessions, so why don't you share some info for our listeners?
Okay, my number to call would be 973-838-7211, and I would arrange ahead of time for a session so we're all in a good space and we can both connect and in a quiet environment for both of us. So I can do it over the phone or in person. It doesn't really matter at all, and I do try to be specific. I've trained in England and with Australian teachers and American spiritualists to be specific, to give what they call evidential mediumship, so absolutely who it is I am bringing forth for you. As I call myself the telephone, I'm the party line, and there could be a whole bunch of people the person has known waiting to communicate through me.
Excellent. Susan, thanks again for coming on today.
Thank you so much. Take good care.
And thank you for listening. Elevated Radio. Taking a break. Stick around.
You're locked into Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio FM.